Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Beis HaMabeis. We're holding on the top line on Beis HaMabeis. So says the Gemara, Kulu Karab Lay Amri. We mentioned the three of Machlekes Amarayim and Beis HaMan Aleph as to the reason for the Tanakama who says that the Sukkah that's Lamailo Me'esrim Amma is Psula. So it makes sense that the other Amarayim didn't want to say like Rabbah's reason, that the reason for a Sukkah that it's possible when it's taller than 20 amos is from the pasuk of Laman Yedu Dai Reseichem, that you have to know that you're under the schach. It makes sense that he didn't want to say like Rabbah because of who you deal with. That pasuk's not saying that you have to know when you're sitting in the sukkah that you're under the schach. That's saying that in the future generations that you should live in the sukkah to remember that which when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem put us in huts. Rabbi Zeira and Amalei Amri, it also makes sense that they didn't want to say like Rabbi Zeira's reason, the sukkah teal itself, that the schach has to provide shade because of who the Maisa Mashiach who dechsev. That pasuk's not talking about the mitzvah of sukkah that we have today. That's talking about the Maisa Mashiach. But Reb Zeira would tell you back that even though the pasuk is talking about Yemais HaMashiach, if it was only talking about Yemais HaMashiach, it should have said V'chupatil etzel yaimam. My v'sukatil etzel yaimam. Why does the Dafka use the word sukkah? Shmas minatarti. It must be to also teach us about the mitzvah of sukkah that the schach has to provide shade. It makes sense. It didn't want to say like Rava that the reason for a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos that it's pasul is because the pasuk says besukah is teishu shivas yamim. It has to be a 7 day, a temporary structure. Mishum koshid abayi. They didn't want to say like that because of abayi's kasha. That abayi asked that if so, if you have a sukkah that's less than 20 amos, but you make it out of permanent materials, you make it very very strong, so then it should be pasul. So in the Chanami, Rava answered back, no, because being that it's right to make it temporary, that's all you need. But still, Lamais Abaye has a good point, Abaye has a good kasha, and it would make sense that it was because of that kasha that Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira didn't want to say like Rava. So now the Gemara explained why each Amayra didn't want to say like the others. Keman Oz Lahadam Rav Yoshi Amarav. Now says the Gemara, who does the following member of Rav Yoshi in the name of Rav go like? Rav Yoshi said in the name of Rav that Machlekes, the entire Machlekes Rav Yudan the Tanakamo, about whether or not a sukkah is allowed to be taller than 20 Amis or not, it's Dafka B'she'ein Defanis Megiyas Aschach. It's only in the situation where the walls of the sukkah don't reach the schach. Of a Defanis Megiyas Aschach, if the walls of the sukkah reach the schach, so then Afilu Lamailam So then the sukkah can even be taller than 20 amos. So now why would there be a difference between whether or not the walls reach the schach? Who is that going like? Rabbah, Rab Zeira, or Rava? Says the Gemara, that would make sense if you go like Rabbah. Kiman ka Rabbah, it makes sense that would be true according to Rabbah. Da'amar mishum dola shalta be'ena. He said that the reason generally for the psul of l'mayla master ma'amu is because your eyes don't see the schach. However, that's dafka when the walls don't reach the schach. V'kevin de defanis v'giyas the schach, mishlat shalta be'ena. But once the walls reach the schach, then a person's eyes continue to follow upwards, he sees the schach, and therefore the chachamim would be maida, the tanakam would be maida in a situation where the walls reach the schach, that the sukkah is even allowed to be more than 20 amos tall. Kaman Oz Lahadam Rav Huna Marav, who does the following memra of Rav Huna in the name of Rav Golik? Yeah, he said, Machlaikas B'she'im Ba'ala Arba Amis Al Arba Amis. The whole Machlaikas is Dafka by Sukkah, that's not 4x4 Amis. Aval Yeshba Yaiser Me Arba Amis Al Arba Amis, but if you have a Sukkah that's more than 4x4 Amis, so then Afilu Amailam Asim Amik Shera, so it can even be taller than 20 Amis. Says the Gemara, that's Kaman Kribi Zeira, the Amr Mishim Tzeil, who said that the reason generally for the Psul of Amailam Asim Amo is because the Schach doesn't provide shade. You could sell sukkah, but once the sukkah is larger, so then the schach does provide shade, and therefore it's kosher, even according to the Tanakama. He said in the name of Rav, the machlokes is nafka by sukkah that's very small, it can only contain reish of rubay v'shulchanai, which is zayin by 7x7 tefachim. Aval machzekas yoyser mechtei reish of rubay v'shulchanai, once it's larger, and it could contain even more than Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, so then Afilu L'mayla Masr Ma'amo is Kshera. Even if it's taller than 20 Amo, it's going to be kosher. So that's Kaman Delay Kechad. That doesn't seem to fit according to any of the Shitas. That doesn't even fit according to Reb Zeira. Because even though according to Reb Zeira, there would be Malkum L'chalik between a Sukkah that's small and a Sukkah that's larger, but this sukkah that's 7x7 tefachim, that's still not going to get you shade from the schach, and therefore it doesn't even seem to fit in Reb Zeira. Says the Gemara now, Bishlam ad Rabbi Yoshia pligi da ad Rav Huna v'Rav Chana Barabo. So Rabbi Yoshia is definitely arguing with Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabo regarding what Rav said in Shir. De'inu k'yav yishir b'mishcha, v'yihu lay k'yav shir b'mishcha. Because they gave a different, they gave a chilek with regards to the size of the sukkah. Rav Zeir didn't differentiate between the size of the sukkah. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chana Barabo, and Rabbi Yoshia didn't differentiate between the size of the sukkah. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chana Barabo, who both differentiated between the sizes of the sukkah, so it could be that they're not really arguing about what Rav said in Shir. It could be what Rav said in Shir was just that the machlokes is by a small sukkah, by the smaller sukkah, but once it's larger, so everyone agrees that a sukkah could be taller than 20 amos. Name of behechsher sukkah kamiflegi. So that they're just arguing about what is the smallest sukkah, what is the minimum share of the sukkah. The maris of a hechsher sukkah barba amos, Rav Huna held that minimum share of a sukkah is 4x4 amos, and therefore he's interpreted Rav's memra to mean to be discussing a sukkah that's 4x4 amos. Umar Saver hechsher sukkah b'machzachis roi sheveruba v'shulchanoi. And Rav Chanan Barabo interpreted Rav to be talking about a sukkah that's zayin al zayin tvachim, because that's what he held as the minimum share of a sukkah. Says the Gemara, like, no, that's not true. The kuli alma hechsher sukkah roi sheveruba v'shulchanoi, because we know that both of these shitas hold that the minimum shear for a sukkah is zayin al zayin tvachim. That's Rav Huna's shita as well. I believe the Gemara is going to bring it later. That Rav Huna's shita is that the minimum shear of a sukkah is zayin al zayin tvachim. So rather, they're having a machlekes about what Rav said in Shir. The marsava b'machzakes reishavu beveshulchanu pligi of a yoisim reishavu beveshulchanu divrei kol kshera. The machlekes is dafka if it could only contain zayin al zayin tvachim. But once it's larger, so everyone agrees that the sukkah is kosher, even if it's taller than 20 amos. Umar Savar, may Raisha Viruba Vishokhano ad Arba Amis pligi. The Machlaikas is from when it's Zain al Zain Tvachim until it's 4x4 Amis. Aval Yaisim, Arba Amis, the Rekol Ksheira, and, but when it's larger than 4 Amis, so that everyone agrees that it's Kasher, and it's Machlaikas what Rav said in Shir. That's what we have to say, because really both of the Shitas hold that the minimum Shir of a Sukkah is Zain al Zain Tvachim. Says the Gemara now, Mesve, Mevakasha. Sukkah Shigavay Lamala Masim Amma Psula. Tanakama holds, like we had in our Mishnah, a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir ad 40 v'chamishim amos. He was Machshir even if it's 40 or 50 amos tall. Even taller than that. Just that's the it's Lashon B'nei Adam, 40 or 50. But that's just Lashon B'nei Adam, even really if it's taller than that. Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir even a very tall sukkah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to Ishita. He said, I'll bring you a raya that the sukkah is allowed to be more than 20 amos tall. Because there was a ma'isa b'hilni amalka b'lud. There was a ma'isa with Hilni. She was a Jewish queen. She lived in Lud. She had a sukkah that was taller than 20 amos. She had zakenim tamid chachamim come visit her. They didn't say anything to her. They didn't say that there was a problem with their sukkah. So you see that the sukkah is allowed to be taller than 20 amos. So Amrulai, the Tanakama, the Chachamim said back to Rav Yehuda, that's not a raya. Misham raya. That's your raya. Yisha Yisa. She's a woman. That's why they didn't say anything. Upatura min asukah. She's pata from its asukas. Therefore, they didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, but who cares if she was a woman that she was putter from the mitzvah of sukkah? Amar lehen, Rav Yehuda said back, v'alei shiva banim ha'avulah, didn't she have 7 children, 7 sons? And they were chayiv in sukkah. V'ayin kol maseha le'yasua el api chachamim. And also everything she did like the chachamim require from her. So lamli lamisni v'ayin kol maseha le'yasua el api chachamim. What's this last line for? Says the Gemara, hachi kamar lehu. This is what Rav Yehuda was telling the chachamim. I told you she had 7 sons. Maybe you'll tell me back. But yeah, but they were all ketanim, so they were also potter from a sukkah. That's why the zakenim didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, kevin shiva havu, since she had 7 sons, it's impossible, unless they were all multiples, which is unlikely, so it's command impossible that she didn't have at least one child who no longer required his mother, meaning he was already reached the age of chinuch. And therefore he was chayv in chinuch, chayv midor banan to go live in the sukkah. V'chi teimru, katan she notzarach li'imai midor banan hu d'machayev, v'hi midor banan lai mashkacha. Maybe you'll say that that's only midor banan, and she wasn't careful about the rabbanan, she wasn't careful about chinuch. Tashema v'oid kol maseh le'asa l'api chachamim. No, she was strict about the rabbanans. And therefore it comes out that she had a son that was for sure the age of chinuch, and still the Zakenim didn't say anything. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you have a raya from here, from the Zakenim silence, that they didn't say anything, till Neamalko, then it must be that the sukkah is allowed to be taller than 20 amos, and that's going to be fine. So now why are we mentioning this? Says the Gemara like this. It makes sense if you say, because again, Rabbi Huda is bringing a riot to Shita. So clearly he understood that this sukkah of Hilni Amalka was talking about the sukkah that him, that he, Rabbi Huda, and the Chachamim argue about. And therefore Rabbi Huda was bringing a raya. You see that the sukkah is kosher like me. So this sukkah must have been the sukkah that they argue about. So now it makes sense if we say that the machlekes Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama was dafka discussing a sukkah that the walls don't reach the schach. Bishlama lamadam Rabbi Shein defanis megias schach machlekes darka shamalka leishi besukkah Shein defanis megias schach. That's normal that this sukkah would have been a sukkah that the walls don't reach the schach. Bishamavira, she would want the fresh air. Elamanda amar b'sukkah ketana machlekes, but if you hold it to machlekes, is dafka by a sukkah ketana that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda nechachamim, but dafka said about a sukkah ketana, let's say a sukkah that's only 4x4 amos, v'chidarka shalmalka leishi b'sukkah ketana, you really think that the sukkah of Hilni Amalka, she was a queen, you think she was living in such a small sukkah? So it's a raya against that memra, against that shita. Says the Gemara, no raya. I'm a rabbi by Rav Ado. The sukkah itself was very large, but the sukkah was divided into a lot of different compartments, a lot of different smaller suites, and each suite was no larger than 4x4 amos. So therefore it was relevant, it was negated to their machlekes, to the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Perfect, the Gemara, v'chidaka shamalka leishi besukkah, hasiyah kitonis, is that the normal way for a malka to sit in such a sukkah that's all divided up into tiny little suites? Amr of Ashi, l'nitzrucha el l'kitonis shabbat, in a chanami. The whole sukkah wasn't divided. The general part of the sukkah, the main part of the sukkah, was very large, but there was also a suite in the sukkah. So there was that suite that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argued about. So now Rabbanan Savri Baneha B'sukkah Ma'ali Avi Yasvi, that her sons all lived in the larger sukkah. V'hi Yasva B'gitanias. It was only she, that she herself, Hilni herself, went to the small suite, Mishum Tzniusa, because of Tzniyas. And she's a woman, she's Pater from sukkah, that's why the Zakenim didn't say anything. U'mishum Hachilei Amil Adavar, that's why they didn't say anything. However, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Baneha Gabo Habu Yasvi, Bafilu Hachilu Amil Adavar. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, her sons, at least the one that was the Gil Chinuch, he lived by her in the suite, and still the Zakenim didn't say anything. So you see that even though there was a Chi of Sukkah on this child, at least Midr Rabbanon, still the Chachamim didn't say anything, even though the Sukkah was taller than 20 Amos. Rabbi Yehuda had a Raya from here that the Sukkah is allowed to be taller than 20 Amos, and the Chachamim held that it wasn't a Raya because her sons, they all lived in the main part of the Sukkah. It was only she herself, Hilni herself, that lived in the suite, and she's Pater from Sukkah, so that's why the Zakenim didn't say anything.